Much of the world is falling on economic troubled times, and France is no exception. This Parisian fruit seller shows me nectarines that are up 30% on last year's prices.
It's because of rising oil and fuel prices. Our produce is transported by road, so in the end, the fruit prices rise too. And I think the war in Ukraine also has an effect.
Soaring inflation is making life more expensive for voters who will elect a new parliament next weekend. They don't blame the government, but it will be the government's job to sort it out.
I understand that prices rise because raw materials do, but the government needs to come up with solutions to have fair prices for everyone, so you don't lose an arm and a leg every time you go to the supermarket.
First round voting has revealed that Emmanuel Macron's centrists are at risk of losing their parliamentary majority, while a leftist alliance is on the rise and set to become the main opposition. Whatever happens, the centrists are likely to find the business of government far more difficult in Macron's second term than his first.
The majority is resisting, and we are focused and determined.
France is not alone in its cost of living crisis, the rising cost of food, of energy, of housing. But there is a confluence of things going on here, a steadily increasing voter apathy over recent elections that, if it's continued next weekend, could further support the rise of the left, in turn potentially impeding the government's ability to deal with the problems voters face. Olivia Polsky is a candidate for the left-wing coalition challenging the centrists for dominance of the National Assembly. Do you intend to disrupt the project of Emmanuel Macron?
Oh yeah, we're here for that.
We want to raise salaries, especially the lowest one. We want to freeze the prices of essential goods and energy. And we want to send a strong message because this is not the direction the government is taking.
The rise of the left represents a rebalancing of political forces in France after years of dominance by parties on the right. But government will not be more stable or effective for it. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Paris.